Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Join us on Monday ahead of a 7-race card over the obstacles from Tramore on Monday evening. That's alongside the domestic action at Windsor, Redcar and Kelso in the afternoon. It's all live from 1:30pm on William Hill's Racing Radio with Sean Quinn, John Budden and James Millman in the studio. All the domestic action and all the races from Tramore as well. And we'll be looking ahead to those races now from the Irish venue. Sam Norris here with you on the podcast, and joining me on the line is Andy Holding to offer up his best bets for Monday evening. How are you, Andy?
Good morning, Sam. Yeah, I'm good.
A modest enough card from Tramore today, Andy, but are the winners easy to find?
I don't think so, no. And you're right with both your assumptions. Particularly, it is a modest-looking card. We've gone from Grand National meeting, and we've then gone to a blitzingly brilliant flat card yesterday at Leopardstown, and now we switch back to the domestic provincial stuff around the gaff tracks in Ireland with Tramore. The one thing we have got is a decent ground anyway, so we haven't got to worry about conditions deteriorating. So I've been looking towards those that have been requiring good ground for quite a while, and one or two horses that have run around the track as well in the past. I think that's going to be crucial. So hopefully we can salvage something from what looks a very, very difficult day's racing there at Tramore.
Yeah, certainly does. We'll get into it then. The racing starts at 4:45 from Tramore on this Monday evening. The first race of the day is a 2-mile maiden hurdle. Poker Gold leads the market at the time of recording at 15-8. 5-2 for Comedy Club. Holy Water is a 3-1 shot. 8-1 the Scourge. Punchbag is 9-1. And it's 18-1 about Mr. Royal and Jesmond Lodge, who are the two outsiders of the seven. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, the ground's going to be more crucial to Poker Gold's chances today. Horse that managed to win at Dundalk 3 starts ago when he just about clung on by the skin of his teeth to beat Christie's Call. He then got beat on his next start, and he doesn't really look all that progressive, but at least, you know, he has won a flat race, which is more than we could say about quite a few of these, including the second favourite Comedy Club. They're probably similar kind of horses on the level. They're both roughly rated around the 70 mark. And so far, their efforts over hurdles have been less than convincing. But like I say, I do think Poker Gold's performance last time out, which was quite a modest one in the end, was largely due to the fact that the ground was very heavy at Cork, and also he jumped rather stickily at pace in the home straight. Now, I do think his jumping will be a lot more proficient today because he's jumping the brush hurdles, which I think take less, or that they're less demanding on the technique if you've got a poor one, because they tend to just skim over them. They've got to really arch their back and get over the top bar. So I do think that good ground and the fact that the brush hurdles are in place today should mean that Poker Gold is going to run his race. The main danger, as I said, is going to be Comedy Club. He's got the cheek pieces on for the first time. He travelled quite well the other day down in Cork behind Sales and Killarney until his engine ran out on the soft ground. He's similar to the favourite. He's likely to improve for the better ground. He's got some good form at Dundalk on a sound surface. So it is between the two for me. Don't really fancy Holy Water. I'll go with the Mullins runner this time, hoping that my theory of better ground and the brush hurdles will help him get his head in front.
Poker Gold then for Andy in the opener of the day at Tramore at 4:45. The second race on the card comes up at 5:15. This one is another 2-mile maiden hurdle, and we've got joint favourites here in the shape of Utmost Zeal and Master Appeal, who are both 11-4 chances. 3-1 for Mizien. Patio is 113. It's 14s. Bar those. Utmost Zeal opened as the favourite this morning. Master Appeal opened at 7-2. Steady trickle of money for that one. They're now both 11-4, and it looks potentially quite tight between the top four in the betting.
Yeah, this race contains the continuing saga of Utmost Zeal. For regular podcasters, you'll know that this horse is a bit of a tearaway. He only knows one way of running. That's the go. Lickety split from the front, and basically the jockey's just got to hold on for dear life and go with him, and hopefully he'll get home. And you know, you've got to try and control him, but that has been easier said than done on more than one or two occasions, and that's the problem with Utmost Zeal. He's liable to, you know, take this field along at a merry dance. The better ground will suit him, and the track should suit him, but on the climb to the hill, on the climb from the foot of the track to the top of the hill, he's going to be in trouble, I think. And that's when the other horses are going to be converging on him. And my selection would be Master Appeal to gun him down in the latter stages. Now, this horse has been a bit of a slow burner, but he certainly showed what he can do the last day when flashing home from the back of the field to chase home Nickname Exit. And I really liked the way he quickened up that day. Considering he made a bad mistake at the first and he got himself detached, he performed to a very high standard to get within three lengths of William Mullins' odds on poke that day. But like I say, the turn of foot he showed ran in the home bend all the way down to the last and on the running was one of a horse that I think could make a splash in the summer jumping sphere. He's got his ground today for the first time. And he comes from a stable that are in reasonably good form at the moment as well, the John Keely Yard. They had a winner the other night down in Wexford of a similar race to this. So everything looks rosy in the garden here for Master Appeal. Like I say, the favourite will tow him along at a good pace. Mizien and Patio look quite exposed, but Master Appeal doesn't, and I can certainly see why. There is plenty of money for John Keely's charge in the 5.15.
And if following the market then in the 5.15, back in Master Appeal to land that 2-mile maiden hurdle. The third race on the card comes up at 5.50. This one is a 2-mile handicap hurdle, and we've got co-favourites of 3 at the time of recording. All 3 of those are 4-1. Always a struggle with co-favourites of 3, Andy. Do you expect the race to reflect the betting?
Yeah, this one's one of the ones that I don't particularly care for. Lots of difficult-to-read horses that have been running on soft or heavy ground. There might well be one or two improvers here now the ground's dried out, and liable to catch me out, to be honest. But I'll go with the horse that I know will perform well around the track. I'm taking a bit of a punt that he's fit enough after a little bit of an absence, and that's the top weight here, Oscar Vespasian. He's the only course and distance winner in the field, and if in doubt, always go with a horse who's got the form around the track is always my motto. And he managed to win here on under similar conditions back in August last year when he started very strongly in the latter stages, went well back to beat a horse called Aleo, who was an odds-on poke of Willie Mullins's. That was a decent maiden hurdle. They pulled well clear of the rest. There's been one or two horses in that race down the field that have come out and performed quite well subsequently. So I do quite like that form line. OK, he's got beaten quite a few times since, but he's been in quite deep on more than one or two occasions. He chased down Tammy's Hill when the last time we saw him, when that horse was incredibly well handicapped back over hurdles. That was at Cork. He's had a little bit of a break, as I said, but I like the fact that he comes back here on good ground, and there's a little bit of cash for him this morning as well, which does increase my confidence to suggest that perhaps the fitness isn't going to be an issue. So Oscar Vespasian to defy that absence in the 5.50.
Okay, fair enough. Next up then, we've got the 6.20 race. This one is 2-mile, 5-furlong handicap hurdle. Rebel Cry is the 4-1 market leader here. 11-2 for Cloudy Morning. Miss Peacetime is 6-1. Starhorn Cross is 6-1. 7-1 changed the rules, and it's 11s bar those. The market has this one fairly open, Andy. Who gets this one?
Yeah, I quite like the run of Starhorn Cross the other day. That was in quite a competitive handicap down in Navan, but the winner was a winner waiting to happen in the shape of Bog War. But I do quite like the way this horse, Thomas Gimney's charge, kept on for pressure in the latter stages. The first time he had the tongue tie on, and that appeared to bring about an improvement. He made the run in that day as well. And considering he looked like getting completely and utterly swamped at the top of the hill, he kept on quite willingly for pressure in the latter stages. Okay, he got beat 3 lengths in the end, but I certainly didn't think there was any negativity with that. That was a perfectly respectable run, and he's likely to be suited to the better ground. Obviously, we've got to take a chance that the tongue tie works again, but if it does, I think this Stone Cross is quite well handicapped here for mark of 81, certainly on the basis of that form he showed beyond the improving Bog War. Favourable mentions for Rebel Cry and Cloudy Morning as well. They obviously come here in good form. Rebel Cry finally got off the mark last time out after a series of near misses, and his confidence is likely to be boosted because of that. And also Cloudy Morning, as I mentioned, he was unlucky to bump into a very well-handicapped horse of Willie Mullins' called Romanian the other day, who was backed from 2-1 into 11-08 after finishing down the field for previous connections. So those two look the main dangers. But I'll go with Stowen Cross. Decent effort last time out with the tongue tie, with that contraption on again, and a front-running ride. Hopefully he can be thereabouts in that 6.20.
Stone Cross then getting the vote in the 6.20, the handicap hurdle. Next up then, at 6.50, we have a 2-mile, 6-furlong handicap chase where Sacramento leads the betting at 4-1. 6-1 for Dante Anna. Roxfield is 8-1. It's 8-1 for Lockdara. Murphy's Philly 17-2. double figure prices or bigger. The rest, what counts in this one?
Yeah, I think Sacramento sets the standard here. This horse is a course winner as well, which is obviously a bit of a bonus. And has run well on several other occasions here. Decent effort last time out behind Fergie the Legend, that front runner who just wouldn't give up the other day down in Garen. And this horse did well to put up the only resistance available on that particular occasion, likely to go well. But I'll go with a horse that ran really well three nights ago, and that was Dantiana from the Seamus Larkin stable. One or two iffy performances of late, so I didn't really expect that or didn't see that run coming, hence the fact that it was a 25-1 poke that night. But that was a really good race in my speed figures because I fancied Killcross Boy that night. Actually, it was the only bet I had at Wexford the other evening, and I thought Dantiana did really well to finish second to that very much impressive winner, Shadow Player from the Paul Nolan stable. On my circuit times, that horse posted the best number I got that evening, so I'm pretty keen to get with the form. And Dantiana obviously is the first horse to represent that form line. Obviously, the trip's no problem, having run over 3 miles the other night. And back over fences, where she's a little bit unexposed, I thought Dantiana, with a clear round, could easily get off the mark there over the larger obstacles in that 650.
Dantiana then getting the nod for Andy in that 6:50. And the penultimate race of the day comes up at 7:20. We have a 2-mile 6-furlong Hunter's Chase where Lord Fingal leads the market at 9-4. 7-2 for Vixalco. Need to Know is 11-2. 6-1 as it happens. Jackaboo 13-2. 13-2 for Corrigs and 14's Bar. Lord Fingal here arrives here in good form after landing a similar race at Dan Patrick last time out. Is he a worthy favourite?
I think he is, yeah. I'm going to go with Lord Fingal. I don't pay too much attention to Hunter Chases in Ireland. Only the better ones really I end up watching. But I did catch a glimpse of that Dan Patrick one the other day because, funny enough, I actually fancied one in it. I did the podcast that day, of course, and I thought Illusion of Time, the favourite, was the one to be with. But to be fair, he was always third best in that race. And I like the way that Lord Fingal went about his work. He made all the running. He jumped sound in. To be fair, I thought he had plenty left in the tank as he cruised to the line up the hill. And in general, the Jim Draper team are in really good form at the moment, courtesy of many of their young novices, performing to a fairly high standard. Of course, he had the Sizing Cole at Fairy House of the day, who ran an absolute blinder. And he's also had that Sizing Titanium and obviously Guniello as well, who won the big race at Utoxa the other day. So the yard's in great nick. The ground's fine. I presume he'll go off in front again. And this is quite a track which plays into the strengths of front runners. If you're a regular of Tremor, it's very difficult to come from behind because as they go down to the bottom of the hill and into that bottom hairpin bend, you really need a horse who's off in front and getting a good track position. So hopefully Stephen Clements will read the script. He'll bounce Jim Draper's charge off in front and hopefully they can make all the running like they did last time out Dan Patrick.
OK, fair enough then. We'll move on to the final race of the day. We've got a mare's bumper to close the card at 7:50. 2 miles is the trip for this one. And hot on her heels leads the market at 10-11 for William Mullins. Gordon Elliott's Miss Dynamic is 3-1. It's 8-1 for Henry's Girl. Trendy Nurse is 9-1. 9-1 for Tricon Boys and it's 10-1 bar those. An odds on William Mullins' favourite here, Andy. Just found one too good for her last time. Can she go one better today?
Yeah, well, considering it was trained by Gordon Elliott, there's a half a chance here that the second favourite might well be good enough. Hot on Her Heels made a reasonable fist of it on her first start behind a horse called Alberta. That was at Dan Patrick. But in the end, Gordon Elliott's odds on favourite was far too good for Hot on Her Heels. And to be fair, William Mullins' discharge has made her look a little bit one-pace and pedestrian in the latter stages, so I don't think she's any star. You could say that against Miss Dynamic, my selection here, but I do think the horse that beat Miss Dynamic at Clonmel looked anyway a physically better specimen than Hot on the Heels, also called Miska. So in the end, I thought Miss Dynamic did quite well to chase that horse down to at least 4 lengths at the line. She's not overly big, Miss Dynamic, but I think she'll cope with the tightness of this track particularly well because of her diminutive structure. And prior to that, she'd run really well behind a horse called Amada at Ayr, and I know that Nicky Richards thinks quite a bit of that. A generally a consistent horse who I think's been crying out for better ground. She's got that for the first time today, and there's every chance that Hot on Her Heels might not be the sort of short price favourite that everyone thinks. So let's go with the Gordon Elliott charge here, Miss Dynamic in the final bumper.
Mr. Dynamic then getting the nod for Andy, then the Gordon Elliott charge in the Mayor's bumper to close the card. If you could just remind us, please, then, of your seven best bets for Tremor's action on Monday evening.
I will do, yeah. We'll start with William on his horse in the first, the main hurdle. Hopefully better ground will suit Poker Gold, much more that he did last time out at Cork. In the 5.15, probably my idea of the best bet on the card, funny enough, is Master Appeal. I do like the way this horse is progressing. He's got his good ground to run it for the first time, and he looks as though he got quite a handy little turn of foot as well on the evidence of what we saw last time out at Clonmel. I'll go with the course of distance form with Oscar Pasphasian in the 5.50. The 6.20, difficult old race, but I'll take a chance at Stowing Cross. Improves upon that fourth of the day in a good race down in Navan. The first chase of the night comes in the shape of the 6.50, and I'll go with Dantiana, who chased a good horse of Paul Nolan's the other night down in Wexford. In the Hunter Chase, I quite like the chances of Lord Fingal, and all the way victory last time out at Downpatrick has got every chance of being duplicated over a track which often favours front runners. And in the final race, Miss Dynamic chased down a good horse of William Mullins' last time out. Might happen again, but hopefully it won't be the same, or this horse won't be repeating the dose, and have got a good chance of beating Hot on Her Heels.
OK, then, Andy Holding selections there ahead of the action at Tremore on Monday evening. You'll hear every race live from Tremore on William Hill's Racing Radio. We've also got Windsor, Redcar and Kelso in the afternoon from 1:30 p.m. It's Sean Quinn, John Budden and James Millman guiding you through all of the action from all four of the meetings on this Monday. Thank you for joining me on the podcast, Andy, and I hope you enjoyed Tremore this evening.
I will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.